Mark Evans has been good enough to join me before we head back to your calls. Gold Coast Suns CEO. Welcome to you, Mark. Thanks a lot for joining me.
Hello, Dwayne. I haven't had a lot of time to think about you in the last couple of weeks, but while I was on hold there, I was just thinking you're playing a pretty important role for the Victorian community and across the country. I bet you've got lots of talk back and lots of people throwing up ideas and good discussion.
It's a good forum for people, even the golf discussion as to whether it should be or shouldn't be allowed. I had someone asking whether or not you can, you know, if you can drive for an hour to the beach to go for a surf. You're allowed to surf, but you're not allowed to go for a joyride in your car. But you can put your board in the car and head down there. I presume there's a lot of people in a situation where they can't just walk around the block with their dog or haven't got a park that is usable across the road, so they might have to put their dog in the car and drive to the park. There's so many different grey areas, Mark, and it is good to be able to discuss them and allow people to get some things off their chest every now and then. The strange part, Mark, is that, you know, we all bounce off each other in these times, and it seems as if clubs sometimes are fighting against other clubs, but even the CEOs at the moment are so unified to get through this and have, as Gil said yesterday, all 18 teams in all current 18 locations fit and firing when we're allowed to again.
I think the unity of this industry is shining through, and hopefully that remains, because it's something we should be very proud of, to get through the things that we've got through in the last couple of weeks. Now, I know it's across society that we're all trying to do this, but for an AFL industry to do what it's done to establish that stability that it needs and the financial support and all of those things within inside of a couple of weeks is very impressive.
You've been working your backside off on the Gold Coast, Mark, for quite a while now to get things up and running to the point where it can be successfully sustainable on, you know, a growth level over the course of time, whether that be participation rates on the Gold Coast, whether that be fans coming to games on the Gold Coast or sponsors getting involved, or, you know, wins and losses, which is the bottom line that we look at. What do you look at as your parameters for success, if you like, to know you're heading in the right direction? Because people like me sometimes just look at your win-loss ratio.
Oh, there are many parts to success, aren't there? And if we look at the work that's been done over a number of years in the community to have now 280,000 participants in Queensland, that is enormous compared to when you look at some of the other states that have been around for a long time. Now, the second largest group of females in the country participating, and the second largest schools competition in the country, that's quite impressive. And it certainly shows that the investment north of the Murray, 13 million people in New South Wales and Queensland, you can understand the importance of that. And I think that will become more and more important into the future once we get past where we are as well. But we will never walk away that we also want success on the field, and that hasn't come. We've had to have a reset a year or so ago, and under Stewie Jew, we're some way towards that. And I look forward to coming on your show in a year or two's time and talking about the improvements that we're seeing there.
And it's the same in Sydney, it's the same in Brisbane, it's the same for Port Adelaide. Success comes first and then the crowds come. You can't get crowds without a little bit of success. So it's that's just the guideline of footy and sport in general. People like going to watch a win.
And I think the other thing, to build a crowd, there will be a group of people that live in southeast Queensland who have come from Victoria, or their parents have come from Victoria, and they're very attuned to what AFL is. There's a whole mass of people who you're teaching the game to. And that's why the junior growth is so important, because those people will be far more likely to consume the game on TV or to attend. And then once they attend and they see such value in it and they become strong members, that doesn't happen overnight. But the first bit you have to do is to change the participation numbers. When the Gold Coast Suns started, Queensland's participation numbers were just over 100,000. And with inside of 10 years, it's 280,000 is a terrific improvement.
So this might seem weird, but is it good that Brisbane are having success for football in Queensland's growth factor?
It's unbelievably good. And so while when we get onto a field, we compete fiercely against each other, in the background, Brisbane and Gold Coast have great relationships and partnerships about what we're trying to do to grow football, even to bring in a second AFLW team into the region. Craig Starcevich rang me and he said, this is the best thing for Queensland football, for us to have a rivalry and two teams strongly competing. For both of those teams to make finals this year for AFLW was terrific. Brisbane, the men's team on the field last year, were terrific. The year before, you could see what they were building. I've spoken to Chris Sagan quite a bit about what he's doing and the people that he's bringing back to that club. And we know that when we're going as well as they are with inside of that, it'll be a no doubt in markets like Sydney or in and around Queensland, they will want to follow success even more. So we look forward to that.
Talking to Mark Evans, Gold Coast Suns CEO, was it important to have your own team? Is it important for the Gold Coast to have their team as opposed to having a relocated team? Has that made a difference? Would it have made any difference?
That's a good question, and probably better to ask someone who was around during the time when either the Brisbane Bears were on the Gold Coast and then when they headed up and started up in Brisbane as the Lions, and then for the advent of the Suns to come in after that. But I would have thought there certainly is enough market here to support the two clubs over time, and you're talking about 5 million people inside of Queensland. There's such a great opportunity with the inside of that.
I'm most talking about if North Melbourne had gone there, would that have made a difference, or is it good that it's the Suns?
I know the relocation argument was thrown around for many years and it was deemed that no one wanted to relocate, so the league expanded. I think there's some benefits in expansion that you don't quite get because you do feel like that community starts to own you. But it's not something I've paid a lot of attention to in my time here.
No, that talked about a little bit more with Tassie than you guys these days. There's also talk about whether the extra game in the broadcast rights deal is fair in comparison to the money you bring in as opposed to the money that the AFL has paid to have you guys develop over time, the amount of money the AFL's ploughed into you guys. You think long-term you can be self-sustaining?
If you contemplate what every other business does and looks at growth markets, then what a wonderful way to actually expand the game by expanding the content and having that pay for the expansion in the first instance. So I know it's when Sydney started up, it would have been quite difficult for them in terms of number of members and crowd size and things like that. But 30-odd years on, no one would talk about that being the wrong move for the Sydney Swans. And I think simplistically, people look at ladder position to look at what's working and what's not. Of course, that's important and we'll never back away from it, but there are other things to look at as well.
Yeah, your round one was disappointing, but I'm not even going to labour on it, Mark, because it's a small sample size, it's a one-off, and I think you're going to improve a hell of a lot from that. But it would have been nice to have a win, no doubt.
Yeah, it would. We were particularly buoyed out of our pre-season competition and recognising it's just pre-season, but the way we played, the manner in which we played was pleasing to us. And unfortunately, we didn't play that way in round one. So it's sort of, were we mature enough to handle all of the things that were going on during that week, or is it just a round one jitter? I don't really know, but I've got a little bit of a break now to reassess that game. I'm not sure we'll watch it. Yeah. We might not watch the tape very many times, though.
You were always confident of your survival, but is it good for your players to hear from Gil that 18 teams in 18 current locations, and that's what's going to be when it resumes?
I think for Gil and for Richard Goyder to come out so strongly, Eddie Maguire and some of the other presidents as well, the unity that we've got in the industry is because everybody, we're not turning on each other. We're looking to each other to find a way to support and get through this. So it becomes just as interesting to me, all of the things that Richmond do to keep their membership base engaged. That's just as important to me as working out what we do to keep the Gold Coast members engaged. We're all a part of this and we need to get through it with as much stability as we can.
Mark, always great to have you on. It's been a tough time for you guys, been a tough time for everybody overall around the world right now, but let's hope there's some light at the end of the tunnel in more ways than one for the Gold Coast Suns at a long-term future and for footy to start as soon as possible as well. Great to have you on, Mark. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Ryan.